The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Unlocking the Magic.
I thought you were going to say more than that. We have a special guest on today. Connie just totally blew the intro that we just talked about right before we hit the recording. But you know what? We're just going to go with it.
Let's go with it. First and foremost, before we get started, I just want to talk about the true architecture that is at the Swan and Dolphin. I think that many people don't realize that the resort was actually designed by someone who was an internationally acclaimed architect who actually worked on several of the iconic buildings for the Walt Disney Company. And his name is Michael Graves. He has passed away not too long ago, but he was brought in by the Disney Company to create something that would be truly a landmark, which I feel like the Swan and Dolphin captures that.
Yeah, they're iconic resort. You can see them from miles away when you're driving around the Disney property.
It's truly something that had to be what Disney wanted was something that you could see from afar and would truly be a landmark. And that's why they brought in Michael Graves, who actually had worked on a lot of buildings in for the Disney Company, including actually the company headquarters in Burbank, California, which I don't know if a lot of people realize that.
I don't know if a lot of people have even seen that. Maybe we'll put a photo of that building on the blog post for this episode.
Yeah, and he was truly an artist and truly a talented individual. And to make this resort just a stunning place, people actually often describe it as it's quote colossal work of art.
It is. It's got a unique shape to it, and the colors are different than you'd see at other Disney resorts.
Exactly, and his main theme was water, and is what you see throughout the resort. You see a lot of many outstanding fountains throughout the resort, and obviously the key would be the giant clam shell that we talk about in the show. So
I feel like we walk around this resort and everything's like gigantically sized.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing and just truly just mind-boggling. Actually, somewhere that I read was that those the dolphin statues and the 2 47-foot swans. They weigh 60,000 pounds.
Yeah, there are 2 56-foot-tall mythical dolphin statues and 2 47-foot-tall swan statues.
And these statues are actually a work of art that represent classical and contemporary symbols of water that were chosen by Graves. And it says to provide personality and character.
I'm sure a ton of people drive around the Walt Disney World property noticing the Swan and Dolphin Resort, but don't really know that much about it.
Exactly. So I think that it was really important to discuss Graves and his work, and really just incredible that they were able to create such a masterpiece. So we have a really special guest today, Gino from the Swan and Dolphin Resort. He's actually the sales and marketing director, and we were able to get him on a show and talk to us about the Swan and Dolphin.
A few surprises in this episode about the Swan and Dolphin, some features and some things that they have in the resorts that I didn't know about.
Yeah, I mean, I really thought going into it, I said, you know, I think I know pretty much everything about the Swan and Dolphin Resort, but you know what? Turns out I know nothing, and I am so happy that we were able to get him on and go through the A through Z with the show, as well as they do some really incredible special events that we're going to go through.
Yeah, they really try to make it family friendly and have special events that aren't they're part of Disney, but they're separate from Disney. So if you're staying at the Swan and Dolphin, you don't necessarily, you do get the extra magic hours, but there's not everything that goes along with staying at a resort, but they try to make it like you are staying at a Disney resort.
Exactly.
Like, they partner with Disney. And he says it in the episode, which was funny. He says, we partner with Disney, even though they're technically a competitor of ours. You know, we work together well to make people happy and make their vacations awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah. Gino's on with us, answering some questions of Swan and Dolphin. Let's just get into it. Today, we have a special guest on with us. We have Gino Marasco, who is the Director of Sales and Marketing at Disney's Swan and Dolphin Resort. Hey, Gino, thank you for coming on with us today.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
We love the Swan and Dolphin. I just have to say that before we get started here.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank Gino. Yeah, it's an I have to say right off the bat, this is our must-do as far as taking family photos. We always make a point whenever we're visiting the boardwalk area to head on over all the way to the Swan and Dolphin and take photos of the family. They come up. They always come out incredible.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, it's a very picturesque resort, 88, square acres here. And, you see it all the time on the causeway and folks taking pictures in front of our big clamshells. And then you've got the Epcot background on one side. So we see that frequently. We love to interact with our guests and help them take pictures because last thing you want to do, I know my wife of, we've got three children and seems like she's never in the pictures because she's the one taking the picture. So we always love to, as we're walking across property, see guests and try to make sure they're all in the same picture. So it's fun.
Yeah, that happens to us a lot. It was always somebody missing from the photos. But I do have to say that that's happened to us before. People are very friendly. If they see a group of people taking a photo, they'll always ask, hey, you want us to help you take that photo so everybody can be in there?
Absolutely.
We actually did a whole show based on where to take pictures in Walt Disney World, and wow, the Swan and Dolphin was our pick. And we always, it's always in the evening because I feel like that's even more magical at the Swan and Dolphin. So I love it.
Well, something new, you might not have seen it, but in the last 30 days or so, 45 days, we've lit up the causeway with different, it's synchronized to music now, the lights on the palm trees between the Swan and Dolphin. So if you haven't seen that yet, I definitely would recommend that evening time.
Oh my gosh, that is a must do. I'm so excited. I love new things. See how quickly things change, That's what we talk about a lot with guests is that, they ask us, do we ever get sick of going down? And it's always no. There's always something new, which is always incredible. So that's a must do, Bruce. Yeah, exactly.
Keep it updated and fresh.
Yep.
So my first question is, what's the difference between the Swan and the Dolphin?
Well, we're both owned and operated by the same company. We are. It is one complex unit, as we say. So really the only difference that you have is size. Where the Swan is, as we sell, a boutique hotel of, 756 rooms, and that's not very boutique. Where the Dolphin is 1509, so a total complex of 2265. So the Dolphin is, we've got more meeting space at the Dolphin, so we may do more corporate groups on the Dolphin side than we do than the Swan side, just because of we have the functionality with the larger ballrooms at the Dolphins, where the Swan is just more of the smaller of the two. Both have the same amenities, being a Starwood property that we are. So the amenities are the same at both hotels. Both hotels, both complexes have a health club. So if you're staying at the Swan, you don't need to go to the Dolphin for the health club. Each one has a health club. So really the only difference is size.
And one of them has an amazing pool. Let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah, we've actually have five pools on property. The Grotto pool, the bigger pool, is situated closer to the Dolphin side. Great pool, nice slide. It has a waterfall coming over on top of it. We've got about 400 chairs out there for our guests to enjoy. We've got a cabana bar. We've got two poolside bars as well. Both one at the Swan lap pool and one over at the Dolphin. We've got three other lap pools, and we have two children's pools.
That Grotto pool that you mentioned is kind of like a hidden jewel of there, because unless you stay there, you don't actually get to see it that well. You might walk over to the Swan and the Dolphin, but you kind of stop at the halfway point. Maybe you go where the beach area is in the play area, but then you don't really walk over to the pool. I remember the first time we actually walked all the way over. It was like shocking to us.
We explored. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, it's similar to what Epcot, or excuse me, what the Yacht and Beach did to their pool. So unless you're walking right next to it along the walkway, you don't really know the pool is there. It's kind of a strategic. It's very strategic in how these different amenities are placed around the resort, because you really want, being such a great pool and the diversity of the kids areas over there and the the food and beverage outlets that we have, you want to make sure that the guests of the Swan Dolphin are enjoying those. And then every hotel does that.
You get some privacy too if you're a guest staying there.
Yeah, exactly.
It's amazing. So what amenities do the Swan and Dolphin include other than the amazing pools? What other?
There's so many amenities. We've got a great spa located at the Dolphin and Andera Spa. We've got 5 signature restaurants, including celebrity chef Todd English has Blue Zoo at the Dolphin. Also have Shula Steakhouse, one of the best steakhouses in the country, the Dolphin. Over at the Swan side, we've got a great restaurant, 2 great restaurants, El Molino, and then Kimonos, which has nightly karaoke. Kimonos has been open since the Swan opened in 1990, and it's legendary in Orlando for nightly karaoke. So in addition to the great spa and the 5 signature restaurants, we also have miniature golf right across the street at Fantasia Garden. So within walking distance, you can go there. And of course, all the Disney amenities with the transportation through the Friendship boats to Epcot or the Hollywood Studios. You have that right outside of between the Swan Dolphin at the Disney boat dock, and you've got Disney bus transportation. And one of the great benefits of our hotel is the location, because you could walk over to Epcot and get in through International Gateway, or you can walk over to the studios. And so you don't need to get into a vehicle to get to, to hit 2 of the 4 parks. And then from Epcot, you can jump on the monorail to go to the Magic Kingdom. So you don't need to get into a car to go to 3 of the 4 parks.
That side entrance too to Epcot is kind of like a hidden area that not a lot of people know about either.
Yeah, it's great. From the Dolphin front desk to International Gateway, it's a 9-minute walk. It's a very, very small walk. And, I've stayed at hotels in Las Vegas where it's literally a 15-minute walk from the front desk to my room. And so wow. We put it in that perspective, the lobby of the front desk to the Dolphin to International Gateway at Epcot, 9 minutes.
Right.
It's so convenient.
Well, it's like that too. If you stay at some of the larger resorts in Disney too, like if you stay at maybe the Caribbean Beach Resort or the Port Orleans Riverside, it's a far walk just like that. But you're walking
it
from.
It is. Yeah, you're right, because again, it's how the buildings were made. And thinking of the Disney hotels, I'm thinking of Coronado and as you mentioned, Caribbean Beach and the Port Orleans area, where you have outside buildings. You've got the one main check-in area. Then you've got the different buildings in and around the property. Sometimes it can take a long time or a longer time than normal to walk to your room.
Is there one main check-in area for the Swan and Dolphin?
There's two. Each has their own front desk.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, cool. I didn't know that, actually.
And is there early check-in? Does the Swan and Dolphin do early check-in?
If the rooms are available, sure. And that's if the rooms are available and the guest gets there at 10 o'clock in the morning and we have that availability, absolutely, we'd love to get the guest in. I know that there's some hotel chains that will charge a half day rate at $25 or $30, but we don't do that. We know the guests want to come in and go and enjoy the parks, and that's why they're there. So if the room is not available by chance, then what we'll do is we store the luggage at the front desk and get the cell phone of the individuals, and they can go out and join the parks, and we can send them a text message or give them a call when the room is available. But if the room is available early, absolutely, we'd love to get them in early.
Yeah, that's a question we've got a ton is, we're getting to Disney, the plane lands at 7 and we're going to get there at 8, and what do we do with our luggage when we get to the resort?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, they want to get the vacation started from the time they land. So yeah, that's a very common question. It's good to know that the Swan and Dolphin allows early check-in with no penalty, I guess, right?
No penalty.
That's incredible.
And then another thing the Swan and Dolphin always does is have these events coming up. Now, I know you have a few events coming up
in the next few months. Let's get into those. Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Yeah, we do. We've got really 3 awesome events that are coming up, and something that, one of them is brand new that we've never tried before. We figured, again, in the spirit of trying to reinvent ourselves, what can we do? So, we thought we've got this beautiful beach out here, and, where we have the swan boats that go in our internal lagoon. The lagoon it's a man-made lagoon, so it's isolated in here inside the Swan Dolphin, but we got this beautiful beach, and so we're going to create, we started this weekend. It's going to run the last weekend in August, September 26th to 28th, and then Labor Day weekend. It's called Sandtastic Weekend. So we found a company in Florida that does sand sculptures. So we're going to do a sand sculpture
weekend. Oh, so fun.
Yeah, it's going to be where a professional is going to come out and they can You know, they can do Cinderella's Castle, they can do superheroes, they can do Disney princesses. We're going to actually bring in 100 tons of sand.
Wow.
For these 2 weekends. And so we created a special package online. There's going to be sand sculpture demonstrations. We're going to have classes for the children, speed sand demonstrations, and then in the same time, we're going to have a DJ dance party, and then that's going to all start at noon on the Saturday and Sunday of those 2 weekends. And then the second weekend, Labor Day weekend, Orlando is hosting the first annual kickoff classic at the Camping World Stadium, the old Florida Citrus Bowl, with Florida State against Ole Miss. And knowing that we're going to have a lot of fans, especially from the Florida State side, being a 3-hour drive from Tallahassee, we're going to have the second weekend kind of geared more towards the Florida State Ole Miss. So we're going to have their helmets and their logo in the sand. We're going to have the fight songs on the causeway with the lights that I mentioned, their colors, you know, alternating between Florida State and Ole Miss, and the team's fight songs going on. But again, just something that we can do that we understand that, you know, maybe the last weekend in August, pretty much all the kids are back in school.
Yeah.
In the Southeast, and then Labor Day weekend, those are 2 weekends that are traditionally very busy at the resort. So for the guests that are here, let's give them something fun to do. We know that they're coming to Walt Disney World to go to the theme parks, but some guests like to get up and the first thing hit that theme park at 8, 9 o'clock in the morning, come back to the resort and relax for a couple hours in the afternoon. So instead of sitting in your room, or going to the pool, we said, let's do something on the beach. We got this beautiful beach here. Let's get some sand sculptures and have some fun with it. So the response has been great. And, we've got many rooms already booked with the special package that we have. So we're excited to see if this is something we'll continue for future years.
What does it cost to? Is it a ticketed event?
Nope, it's complimentary. So it's we created a, we don't feel like we want to charge an admission. We just want to have a extra experience for our guests here. So that's one event that's really fun that, you know, we're really excited to see what happens with that. But another event that we have every year, actually this will be the 7th year, is our Food and Wine Classic. We have just a phenomenal food and beverage team, and I'm sure every hotel says that, but we have over 75 wine sommeliers on staff. Those are certified professionals in the knowledge of wine. And, you know, most hotels might have one or two. They'll have a sommelier that will come to a table and say, oh, I can help you with your wine. We have 75, and that's just amazing. And a phenomenal culinary team. Our chef, executive chef, was trained at the French Laundry, San Francisco. So he's got a great background there. He's trained all over Europe. And so we created this package. Again, the initial thought was, let's do it on a weekend that really traditionally isn't very busy. So it was started 6 years ago, and it's about the third or fourth weekend in October, which is traditionally a slower time in Walt Disney World area. So it's been phenomenal. So it's grown every year, and it's the last 2 years that we've had this. The hotel is actually sold out because of guests can buy packages. And it's not just, you know, the way it's set up is it's very similar to the Epcot Food and Wine Festival, where there's different, you know, you get an ounce and a half pour of wine and a small tapas size, food and beverage offering. But it's more than that. We have wine blending classes. We have a beer class. We have craft cocktails. We have a tequila university class. So all of our food and beverage managers are all experts in a certain particular field. So we have one person that is an expert in Italian wines. Another one is an expert in craft cocktails. Our chefs are obviously experts in pasta, so we have a pasta making class. So it's not just the food and wine Epcot festival where you walk around and you get your ounce of, you know, your drink and your food, and you continue to mingle. This is also an educational session too. We have dancing so it's set up between the causeway, between the Swan Dolphin. Well, actually, the big clamshell that has the waterfall at the Dolphin, we actually shut that off, and we put a band in there. So we have live music all night. What we did the last couple of years is we blacked out. If you know the Dolphin Hotel, as you're walking across the causeway from the Swan to the Dolphin, you see the black part of the Dolphin, the guest rooms up there. So what we did was we asked all the guests to shut their blinds, and we did live tweets at night up on the hotel from the event. So it was really fun, and the feedback has been phenomenal. We're pacing to a record year right now And again, we know a lot of our guests are going to come down for the phenomenal Epcot Food and Wine Festival, which has been extended this year for record number of days, which I'm excited for.
Yeah, it seems to grow every year
with my family. But this ties along with it, and it really is it's a great event, very fun. And then the last event that we do every year is as you mentioned the pictures at the hotel. We have Santa's favorite resort, so every year we have Santa and Mrs. Claus. This is kind of their unofficial home, as we feel it. And we have a website, santasfavoriteresort.com. So Santa and Mrs. Claus will come down to here. We've got special events planned each weekend, starting Thanksgiving weekend through every weekend, a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, leading up to December 25th with Santa Claus, Mrs. Claus. We'll have the world's largest chocolate Santa made by our two-time world champion pastry chef, Laurent, and we have special kids coloring books and meet and greets at the resort every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in December. So really fun time of year. We love to decorate the resort and have a good time.
And when does the Santa, when does the Christmas one, what is the first day that starts?
It's going to be the day after Thanksgiving, so the day after, Friday, November 25th.
And that's when you decorate the resort in the Christmas theme?
Yeah, it'll be decorated for, we typically start the decorations about a week before, so they're completely up for Thanksgiving.
I love the holiday decorations, the Christmas decorations in the, you know, all of the resorts, but, you know, in the hotels especially with the way that they decorate is awesome. I really, you get you in such a, even though it's warm there, and we're from the Northeast, so it's cold here, so we Christmas with cold.
I'm from the Northeast as well. I grew up in New York, and I went to college in Orlando, and back a long time ago in the late 80s. And to this day, I mean, how many years later is this? I still can't get used to it. It doesn't feel the same. I'm used to growing up in seasons, and
yeah,
it is fun though. And one of our favorite one of our favorite pastimes is to take our children and go look at the Disney hotel decorations. Off course, but they do a great job at the Wilderness Lodge. Of course, the Grand Floridian, the lobby of the Grand Floridian is a beautiful setup.
Yeah, it is.
All the hotels do a great job. It's fun to see that.
Yeah, that's exactly what we do. We usually head down either before Thanksgiving or after Thanksgiving because we love the Christmas time down there in Orlando. And we do the same thing. We go to all the hotels just to kind of check out the gingerbread house at the Floridian or the Contemporary and all those. It's just a good time.
How soon do you recommend one book for your special event? So, for instance, like the Food and Wine Classic, how soon must someone think about reserving their room and their package?
You know, I would suggest 4 to 6 months in advance, to be honest with you, to get exactly what you want. We've got limited seating at the classes just because we want to keep the classes not a one-on-one feel, but we want to keep the classes small and intimate so the guests know we don't want to have, 400 people in a class at an auditorium. So I would suggest 4 to 6 months. We do have some availability left for that weekend. We're getting close, but I would highly suggest going on there. We've got different classes, different ticket options for you. So you don't just have to buy you can buy tickets just for a tequila class or a wine class. You can buy a la carte tickets. You can do the wine blending. So we got plenty of options there.
So do you recommend, so obviously Food and Wine Classic, it's more geared for adults, but is there something for kids that they could bring their families and kind of go off and have the kids do something, or what do you recommend?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
You know, we do something really fun. We've got a camp here called Camp Dolphin, and it's by licensed childcare internal cast members who are licensed and certified for childcare, but it's at the Dolphin every evening. So what we offer is 2 hours complimentary per adult if the adults go to our outlet. So they can go and drop their children off at Camp Dolphin, then go enjoy, if the adults want to have a private dinner. They love the kids, but they're spending all day with them for 5 days. We need some adult time, so let's bring the children to the Camp Dolphin. We know they're going to have a great time, and let's go down to Blue Zoo and have a nice romantic dinner for a couple hours. And
I didn't know that they did that.
It's great. Yeah, and even if you don't go to Camp Dolphin or if you don't go to a restaurant,
can you drop the kids off at Camp Dolphin and go hang by the pool for a couple hours?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, you definitely can do that. And one of the benefits of going to our restaurants is we'll just give you a couple hours complimentary of Camp Dolphin. It's not,
right.
You know, it's a nominal fee. But, yeah, that's really fun that families can do it from that side for the children. You know, during the weekends we have a lot of games set up by the pool. We'll have some inflatables. We'll have a little DJ going on. We've got hair braiding. We've got just a bunch of various activities, scavenger hunts around the resort for children.
One thing that always catches my eye, which we have never done, is the swan boats that are on the lake. Is that something that is complimentary with the resort, or is that something
it's
you have to...
not. There's a minimal fee just because we have labor down there.
Yeah.
It's half-hour increments or an hour increments. Very fun to do. And, mm-hmm. you know, one tip is make sure that if you go with a child, the child can reach the pedals. Cause if not, then it's tiring for the adult. And they go out, then they turn around, and they got to come back. But no, very fun. It's, you know, I take my daughters out there periodically, and it's a nice fun time.
Kind of sounds like us when we go on the canoeing around the Fort Wilderness. We'll rent a canoe, and it seems like I do all the paddling, and they just kind of sit there watching.
That's
me.
Right. Fun. That's right. And you're out of breath by the time. At least I am. I'm out of breath by the time I get back.
Exactly. All right, nobody's listening to this, so this next question is just for me. Where's the best room in the resort? Which one's the best room?
Bruce.
I'd say the 20th floor presidential suite. We've got two of
wow.
them at the Dolphin size. So this is a bi-level four bedroom, about a 2,500 square foot room, private balcony that overlooks, you can see the Epcot fireworks at every night. We have four presidential suites. Two of them are multi-level. So
that's awesome. Now, can you, now
the guest room?
Yeah. That's the best room in the house.
I would say that would be, easily the best room in the house.
All right. Write that down, Connie.
I'm writing it down, Bruce. Don't worry about it. I wrote that down. I wrote down the Camp Dolphins. We can have some alone time.
Now you just answered my other question. So when you're from your hotel rooms, you can view the Epcot fireworks.
Not all the rooms. The rooms that are closest to the Epcot side, absolutely. And that goes for the Swan and the Dolphin. You can get a good view of the fireworks. And what we're excited about from our side is now with the studios releasing of the Star Wars-themed fireworks and the location that they're going to have. A majority of our rooms, we have 12 stories at the Swan, probably from stories 7, 6 and up, that are on the Hollywood studio side of the property are going to get a great view of the Hollywood studios fireworks.
Yeah. That was my next question. Cause I know that they just started those fireworks over there and I wanted to see if there was any rooms that could, can you reserve those rooms? Are they like, do you
Absolutely.
Know which rooms those are and people can reserve those ahead of time?
Yeah. Once Disney finalizes, the schedule or finalizes the location, because, it hasn't been announced yet and we're not sure, but we see that they're building on World Drive. The other side of the street, the rumor on the blogs has it that that's where the fireworks are going to go off eventually.
Okay.
So once we know for sure where the fireworks are going to go, we're going to go there in the evening and double check the views from each room. And then we're going to create a firework package or a fireworks for you room over there. We don't want to do that now because we're not sure if they
right.
change it. We don't want to guess to book it and then be disappointed. We don't want to ruin their magic. So we want to make
right,
sure
right.
Until we know, you know, in a definitive way.
But for the Epcot fireworks, you have those.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, we do. And it'll say on the website, it'll say Epcot firework view. Yep.
All right, great. Thanks so much for coming on. Do you know any other questions, Connie?
Actually, just curious. I noticed on your website this is a new Swan and Dolphin app. I just wanted to know if you could tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, everybody's going digital right now. And we still have, when guests check in, we have what's called a resort report, which is similar to if you go on a Disney cruise where you get the navigator each day when you at the end of there, you come back from dinner, there's a navigator which tells next day activity. We do the same thing with the resort report, which outlines, you know, all the, as I mentioned, all the different events that we have in the property. But the app has all that in a digital way. So if you're at the theme park and you don't want to pull out your resort report and you wanted to see what's going on at the Swan Dolphin, you can just open up your app. It's got dining on there. It's got activities, recreation, all the amenities that we have at the resorts is at your fingertips with the app.
I love it. super convenient, and I love it because we are a big advocate of, you know, of course, everyone is going down to Walt Disney World to enjoy the theme parks, but the resorts are a major part of the experience and the magic. And, you know, if you can just explore your resort and take time to enjoy the resort is what we try to convey, that, you know, that message a lot.
Yeah, do exactly what you said earlier. Go to the parks for a couple hours, come back to your resort, enjoy yourself for a few hours, and then maybe go back later.
Yeah, I think the busiest times you look at any of the pools. I mean, if you go to the pools at any one of the resorts in the morning time, are usually empty.
Yeah.
So everybody's at the parks, and then you know, from 2 to 5, the pools are typically crowded because everybody's back for a couple hours, and they freshen up, have dinner, they go back and enjoy the parks. And
right.
You know, something that we didn't mention, but you know, we are again situated right in the middle of Walt Disney World, and we have, even though we're not a Disney owned and operated property, we have the benefit of our guests being able to enjoy the extra magic hours. So whether the Magic Kingdom opens an hour early or closes an hour later just for the Disney hotel guests, we have that benefit because of our location. So some guests don't understand that. They think because we're not an owned and operated resort, we don't have all the benefits, but we do have all the benefits. And that's definitely a big plus of staying at our property. Instead of staying off the Walt Disney World, you know, if you stay somewhere else on 192, you don't have that benefit.
Right. And I have to say, going to the Swan and Dolphin and staying on Disney property by Disney run resorts is really not that much difference.
No, it really isn't. You know, some guests understand we're not owned and operated, but a lot of our guests think that we are owned and operated. So, you know, we Disney's a great partner. You know, they're a competitor of ours, but they're also a great partner of ours. And we've got a great relationship with our partners and at Walt Disney World, and it's good. It has to be seamless to the guest, because at the end of the day, whether they're staying at a Disney hotel or our hotel, it's all about the guest and the guest experience, and that's something that we stress to all of our cast members.
Yeah, you guys have a great location as well.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Swan and Dolphin. We'll link everything up in the show notes. What's the website where people can go to get information about everything we mentioned in the show?
Sure, www.swandolphin.com.
Easy.
And you're also on social media. I saw everywhere. I just liked the Facebook page today.
Thank you. Yeah, we've got Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, absolutely. So you can see a lot of images of a resort, and there's also a lot of images on our website as well. So
incredible. Well,
thank you so much for joining us today, and that was great information.
Thank you. My pleasure. Thanks for having me. Hope to see you down here.
We definitely will.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks, guys, for listening to the episode with the Swan and Dolphin. Thanks to Gino for coming on and giving some great info for
us.
So
much great information.
Lots of stuff that I didn't know about.
And I am just looking forward to a stay at the Swan and Dolphin. I think that it's definitely an incredible property.
I'm excited to go to some restaurants there.
Yeah, some really fine dining.
And actually stay in the hotel this time, not just like walk around like I am. That's going to be super exciting.
Yeah.
All right. So if you want information about anything mentioned in this episode, the Santastic Weekend, the Christmas special, or the wine fest that they have going on, all the links for that will be in the podcast show notes for this episode. So just go over to unlockingthemagic.com. You can find everything there. Also, don't forget about our live show on Friday nights over on our Facebook page. Facebook.com/unlockingthem. There's a lot of ooshes. I can't say all these.
There's so many tongue twisters for you today. I'm
I know.
So sorry.
Facebook.com/unlockingthemagic. Did it there.
There you go. Perfect.
But if it's easier, just go to our website and you can find it there too.
True.
Also, maybe give us a review on iTunes. That'd be helpful.
It'd be very helpful.
And we have some more guests coming up in the future. And if you have any questions, our email address is info@unlockingthemagic.com. If you have really long emails, Connie will read them and then read them to me. If they're really short, we'll both read them.
Perfect. And I'd like to thank our sponsor today, Enchanted Escapes Travel.
Enchanted Escapes Travel. Thank you so much for sponsoring the show. If you're looking for a travel agent to go to Disney, and you know what? We did an episode with Stacy, who is the owner of Enchanted Escapes, and she has like 25 agents that work for her. And we found out in that episode, well, I found out that I'm actually going to use a travel agent next time.
Versus Soul.
Yes.
Actually, it's no cost, and there's a difference. They are actually an earmarked agency by the Walt Disney Travel Company. So that's good to know. Designated an earmarked agency.
So if you're looking to organize your Disney trip and you don't like doing it like I do, just call Stacy. She'll take care of it all for you. And they specialize in Disney cruises, Disneyland, Disney World. So
all over. She has a special agent for every place you're going to go.
You can get your Disney fix.
So thank you so much to Stacey for that. Enchanted Escapes, there'll also be a link for that in the show notes for that. And if you want to see us next week, come say hello.
Thank you so much, everybody.
All right, thanks, guys. We'll see you next week.